From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida's top gun lobbyist is challenging a proposed constitutional amendment that would ban the possession and sale of assault weapons in Florida. Marion Hammer of the National Rifle Association, the NRA, appeared before a financial conference yesterday. Economists are reviewing the potential financial impacts of the proposed amendment. Hammer says the proposal would hurt hundreds of gun manufacturers across Florida.
It will change the way of life for at least half the citizens of this state, with no promise at all of potential of stopping public mass shootings. None.
Tom Enoch is a retired physician. He had a strong response to Hammer's claims at the conference yesterday.
Human lives are certainly more important than the economic benefits from selling guns. They can sell plenty of guns that are not weapons of mass destruction.
So far, state economists have struggled to reach consensus on what the language of the proposed amendment means and exactly which guns would be outlawed under the plan. About 75 people, mostly from the Lower Keys, were at a meeting in Marathon last night, and most of them were opposed to the idea of taking the key deer off the endangered species list. Kim Stamps leads tours to photograph the deer and educates her clients about them. She's against delisting, especially after the deer were hit by a screwworm infestation and Hurricane Irma.
I was here during the screwworm epidemic, and I helped save those deer. I continue to help save deer from, like, eating garbage. And if they're not protected, then I don't know that they have a chance to survive.
Stamps says the deer are still vulnerable, even if their numbers have rebounded since they were hunted almost to extinction in the early 20th century.
I find it, like, unfathomable that a species that only exists in one place at sea level could possibly even be in danger of being delisted.
Federal wildlife officials say that if the deer are proposed for delisting, that notice will likely come out within a year. The public would then have 60 days to comment. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.